people recognize that they don't have enough. They know what they would need to feel comfortable, but the progress is coming at a snail's pace. 64% of Americans said they would need to have enough to cover 6 months' worth of expenses before they'd feel comfortable, but only 30% of Americans actually have that much.
Now, are folks still making regular contributions in spite of inflation to their savings accounts?
More than half of Americans are. 56% of Americans say they are contributing to their emergency savings at least monthly. And I was encouraged by this result because successful saving is all about the habit. And having that regular contribution, whether it's a direct deposit from your paycheck or an automatic transfer from your checking account to your savings account, that's really the key. And, you know, one of the other things is that when we take a little deeper dive and we look at those that say they're comfortable about their savings, 70% are adding to it at least monthly and 82% have at least 3 months expenses saved. So that regular contribution is really a key, not only to accumulating more savings, but getting to the point where you've got less stress and feel a little bit more comfortable with what you have.
You know, during the pandemic, many of us were not spending the way we would normally do. And some folks were able to add to their savings. They simply weren't going out to eat and doing other things they would normally happen. Have folks spent through that money that they had saved up during the pandemic years?
For many households, they have. And so, you know, we hear a lot about all this excess savings that the American consumer has saved up. A lot of that is really skewed toward higher income or higher net worth households. A lot of lower, moderate income, even upper middle class households, they've blown through that because of the effect that inflation has had. It's shredded household budgets. And so those savings balances that went up during the early stages of the pandemic, they've come running back down. The credit card debt that got paid down in the early stages of the pandemic, it's gone running back up.
For those who are feeling definitely that their savings is lacking, what else can they do to improve things?
Well, we talk about the importance of establishing that habit. You know, a lot of people that live paycheck to paycheck say, well, I can't save. I live paycheck to paycheck. And it's true. If you wait till the end of the month and try to save what's left over, there's nothing going to be left over. And even when there is, there's no consistency from 1 month to the next. So the key is really flipping that around, setting up that direct deposit so that the savings happens before you even roll out of bed on payday morning. Even if you start small, you can bump that up over time if you get a pay raise, if you get a bonus. You know, those are opportunities to put more money in savings. But you've got to get that habit in place, even if it's at a modest amount. That's how you get some momentum and get things moving in the right direction.